David Martin thinks there are some big problems in U.S. immigration policy, and he should know. He helped shape immigration policy during the Clinton and Obama administrations. He's also a professor of immigration law at the University of Virginia School of Law. But Martin doesn't think the Trump administration's plan to build a wall makes much sense.
There are a lot of things that need to be done. Part of it includes improved enforcement. There are also needs for reforming our legal immigration system. Those provisions haven't been changed since 1990 in any significant way. But the Trump administration is clearly focused on the border, of course, with the proposal for building a huge wall. That's actually, I think, a major waste of money. The border defenses of the country have been given a lot of money over the last 20 years, and we've really made a great deal of headway there.
Maybe you can be a little more specific about what parts of the policy were flawed before Donald Trump got to the White House.
Well, a lot of it, it's not necessarily that they were completely flawed, but they were weak and they need some shoring up. One of those has to do with the actual enforcement of final orders of removal. We have a system that for most people provides an opportunity, if they're charged with being in the country illegally, to present their case, either to say that a violation doesn't apply to me or to say there's some other reason why I should be allowed to stay, such as a political asylum claim. I would be persecuted in my home country. We go through that process. It takes many months at best. Right now, the system is so backlogged, it takes many, many years to reach a final decision, and then there are layers of appeal. At the end of the process, we have a very poor record of actually enforcing orders that result in an order of removal. So the Trump administration is right to focus on that and to emphasize that's a useful place to focus. A second place is in enforcement against overstays, people who come in legally on temporary visas, as students, as tourists, on business visas, and then don't leave when the period ends. That makes up something like 40% of the unauthorized population living in the country. And there are some recent studies that show that the numbers of visa overstays is now exceeding the people who sneak in across the border. The classic image, I think, of an undocumented alien is somebody who sneaked in across the border. But now it's happening that perhaps more of them are coming in legally initially and then overstaying. That has never received much emphasis. The Trump administration wants to do so, and I think it's appropriate to provide greater focus on that, and they want to hire some additional agents to address that.
So, Professor Martin, you're pulling out some really kind of real issues there. What would you point to in Donald Trump's new executive order travel ban and point to it and say, yes, that is fixing the weak old system and shoring those problems up?
Well, I mean, it's very early in the administration. Mostly what we have from the Trump administration are outlines of plans, directives to study things, move us in this particular direction. So we'll see what comes out of some of the studies and proposals, and also we'll see what it is that Congress will fund, because a lot of the things that have been set forth in the orders will depend upon congressional funding at a level that may be very hard to achieve.
Are you saying that there are problems in the immigration system as we have it, but the travel ban from the White House does not address them?
They don't address the main problems. And the travel ban really is counterproductive in ways that I regret seeing. It sends a very negative message to certain parts of the world. It feeds into the recruitment strategies of ISIS and Al-Qaeda by painting a picture of the U.S. as hostile to Muslim nations. A lot of effort had gone in during the George W. Bush and the Obama administrations to trying to emphasize that we are not condemning all Muslim nations, that we are working closely with Muslim communities in this country. And that's been very valuable as part of our overall strategy against violent extremism.
David Martin, professor at the University of Virginia School of Law, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.